Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, November 17th. Happy Resurrection Day. Beginning today and for the next week, I will be reading from the Easy English Bible, which is a new translation of the Bible that uses very limited vocabulary and simple sentence structures. Now, its purpose is to express the original text of the Bible in clear language that is easy to understand, and it's particularly helpful for people who do not speak English as their first language. But I was really curious about it, and I hope that, like with other versions that we don't typically read, it will give us a new insight into God's Word. This is a version that is in partnership with Wycliffe Bible Translators, and the goal is to help people around the world understand God's Word, and many of them who aren't native English speakers but can use this as an opportunity to learn English. And anyway, I'm excited about it. I hope that you will enjoy it this week as well. We're in Jeremiah chapter 34 today. I'm going to begin in verse 8. At another time, the Lord gave Jeremiah another message for King Zedekiah. Zedekiah had made an agreement with the people of Jerusalem. They all agreed to let their slaves go free. Everyone in Judah who had a Hebrew slave must let their slave go free, both male and female slaves. Nobody should keep another Israelite person as their slave. All the officials and the people agreed with the king that they would do this. They would not continue to have male or female slaves. They let them go free as they had promised. But later, they decided that they would not do that. They took the men and women back to work for them as slaves again. They forced them to do that. Then the Lord said to Jeremiah, "The Lord, Israel's God, says to this people, I made a covenant with your ancestors when I brought them out of Egypt. They had been slaves when they were there. I told them, when any Hebrew slave has worked for you for 6 years, you must let them go free. In the seventh year after they sold themselves to you, you must set them free. But your ancestors did not listen to me. They did not obey me. But now you yourselves agree to do what pleases me. You decided to obey me. You made a serious agreement with me in the temple, which is my home. You let your slaves go free, but now you have turned back to your old ways. You have refused to give me honor. You had let your slaves go free as they wanted to do, but now you have forced them to work for you as your slaves again. So I, the Lord, tell you this. You have not obeyed me. You have not let your Israelite slaves become free men and women. So now I will make you free. Yes, you will be free to let war, famine, or disease kill you. People of all the kingdoms of the world will see how disgusting you are. I will punish the people who did not obey the agreement that they made with me. When they made that agreement, they cut a young cow into two pieces, and they walked between the pieces. Because they have not obeyed their agreement, I will now cut them into pieces, like the young cow. I will punish the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the king's officers and the priests. I will punish all the people of Judah who refused to obey the agreement that they made with me. I will put them under the power of their enemies. Their enemies will kill them. Birds and wild animals will eat their dead bodies as food. I will also put King Zedekiah of Judah and his officers under the power of their enemies. Their enemies will want to kill them. The king of Babylon's army has stopped attacking Jerusalem for a time, but I will put King Zedekiah and his officers under their power. I will command Babylon's army to return to the city. They will fight against it and they will take it. They will burn the city down. I will also cause the other towns of Judah to become heaps of stone. Nobody will live in them anymore. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. First, I just want to talk a little bit about the covenant ceremony when people were making promises to one another. If you look back at verse 18, it talks about this agreement. He says, I will punish the people who do not obey the agreement that they made with me. When they made that agreement, they cut a young cow into two pieces and they walked between the pieces. Now, when they did this, it was in order to say, okay, if I do not fulfill my promises, then you can cut me into, so to speak, like the dead animal that we cut into. It is to legally recognize a sort of self-curse if I don't keep my end of the bargain. And Jeremiah is saying to King Zedekiah and to the people of Israel, you didn't keep your end of the bargain. You said you would let your brothers and sisters go free as slaves, and yet you have put them back into the bonds of slavery. When we, like the Israelites, treat people as commodities, we are forgetting the captivity that we've been freed from by God. The Israelites were freed from captivity in Egypt as slaves, and he said, like I freed you as slaves, you need to free your brothers and sisters who are in slavery to you. This is the principle of what God has done for you, so you should do for others. So I want us to take a minute to reflect on that. What all has God done for you? And then what is God calling you to do for others? Take a minute, if you have a pen and a paper, to write down a few things that God has done on your behalf. Here are some of the words that I came up with. Liberated. Restored. He's been patient with me. And long-suffering. Kind. He's given me a lot of good things without payment. Merciful. So generous. And he has blessed me immensely. And so what does the Lord call for me to do for my brothers and sisters but to liberate them, to restore them, to be kind and patient and merciful with them, and to be generous with them as well? I think Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32 sums this up nicely. It says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. As we end the podcast today, we want to be praying for those in our fellowship who have the last name that starts with an I or a J, or perhaps you can pray for your friends and family whose names start with I or J. And then we're just going to thank the Lord as well for the many ways that He has liberated us. Will you pray with me? Lord, as it says in Jeremiah 32, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. And as it says in Jeremiah 33, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. And as we read in Jeremiah 34 today, the concept or principle that what you have done for us, so we should do for others. And so in that regard, Lord, would you help us to restore others patiently? Help us to be a person who looks to ways that we can liberate others from the bonds that entangle them. We pray for kindness and long-suffering. And we look to Jesus, the one who showed us fully what it means to give of himself so that others can flourish. We thank you, Lord, for this great hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we lift up the names of our brethren in our fellowship, just asking you today, Lord, to make your presence known with them. Give them full assurance of your gospel hope and remind them of your goodness. We pray especially for the Ingram family, Ireland, Isom, Israel, Jackson, Jewel, Johnson, Johnston, Joyner, Jones, and Jordan. Bless and keep them, Lord. Raise them up when they fall. Assure them of your hope and presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.